You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your real estate news for November 18th, 2025. So mortgage rates, they were steady yesterday, but today they're going to move a little bit. Why? Well, we got some initial jobless claims report out this morning. Breaking news this morning. Initial jobless claims came out totaling 232,000 for the week of October 18th. Yes, the week of October 18th. You can validate this is today's news. So initial jobless claims of 232,000. Is that good news? Bad news? What's it going to do to these things over here? Because if you're watching this video, most likely you're a home owner, maybe looking to buy a house, maybe you're a realtor, loan officer, trying to just figure out what the heck's going on with those and the whys behind it. So without further ado, folks, let's dive into these numbers that we just got today and figure out what's the Federal Reserve going to do based on these numbers, because is it good or is it bad? Let's go over to it. So here's what we're looking at. Breaking news right now is initial jobless claims total 232,000 in the week of October 18th. Now, I know it's old, but this is the most, basically the most relevant information we have to this point because of the government shutdown. Well, now we also go down through here. Here's the piece that I usually follow. Continue claims hit 1.95, up from 1.94. So is this good news or bad news? Well, it's kind of good news because not too long ago, we had a report that came out like this. So on November 6th, we had a report from Challenger saying job cuts were the worst in 22 years. 153,000 people got cut. That was dismal. So now the markets were thinking, okay, that's dismal, but that could be good news for the Fed. So now the jobs report comes in at 232,000. Is that good, bad? Where's that going to take rates from here? I'm glad you joined me today because we're going to explain that. So let's break it down. Here's what I want to go through with you guys. Here's the breaking news for today. What does these numbers really mean for these things over here? Well, let's break it down so you can understand it. If you're a realtor, you can explain these to your clients. Same thing if you're a loan officer. But if you're a homeowner or home buyer, I can hopefully explain to you guys where mortgage rates aren't really going to change much from here. So if you're currently a homeowner and you're trying to track where rates are going because you want to refinance, go over to my website and just put your information into the Rate Watch tool right through here. What this allows you to do is let me know what mortgage rate you want to refinance at. And when it hits there, I'll call you up. We'll go through the numbers. If it makes sense, we'll get you locked in, the paperwork started. If not, we'll just lower the rate and I'll call you when the rates go lower. So we don't sell the data, folks. It's most likely me that's going to be tracking these and reaching out to you. Yep. So let's get over to what's the most logical outcome. Now, it's not what maybe you want, but this is the most logical or probable outcome of this. So let's break it down. Up through here, we go over where mortgage rates are. And these, I think, are based on Mortgage News Daily. But you have to understand where mortgage rates are. Most of these sites that you go through, like bankrate.com and all these others, they're marketing. If you scroll down, there's 30 banks below there that are paying them for advertising. So understand how mortgage rates are created. That's the first thing. And I'm going to give you my website. You can reach out to us for some of that assistance. But let's take this data and figure out where we're going to go from here. So initial applications for USM unemployment benefits totaled 232,000 for the week of October 18th, based on historical data updated by the U.S. Department of Labor. So even though the government was shut down the longest in history, they're backdating and backpooling data to help us out. So is 232,000 good or bad? Well, let's keep going. Continued claims, they went from 1.94 to 1.95. Not massive, but it's still an increase. The normal weekly jobless claims report was delayed by the federal government shutdown. So this update fills in the missing data through the alternate release channels on the department's site. Okay, so let's go down through here. The figures are broadly in line with economist estimates and show the labor market is cooling gradually. Layoffs remain relatively low, but more workers are staying on benefits a bit longer. So now what's the key points of the Fed with this? Are they going to cut? Let's break it down. The Fed's two mandates are inflation and employment. This report points to a job market that is easing, not crashing. Gradual softening in the jobs market helps support the case that the Federal Reserve can stay on hold after its recent rate cuts. The central bank will place more weight on the upcoming full month's job report and the upcoming inflation data. So that's where we're going to come in, because these numbers are cloudy. So how's the market reacting to these? Because now it's saying, based on these numbers, the Federal Reserve can stay on hold. Well, if we go over to the bond market, here's what I focus in on a daily basis. I watch mortgage bonds. You might not have access to it. So if you don't, subscribe down over there. Or I also have links down below that'll give you access to newsletters I post that have live updates on rates and live updates on the MBS. So check it out down below. But here's what we follow on my channel. We don't follow the 10-year Treasury. We follow the MBS market, which is right here. This is a mortgage bond. So all you have to understand is this. Up here is the price. So how do you equate out a price to what this is doing to mortgage rates? Well, it's pretty simple. If the price is going up, that means rates are coming down. Pretty simple. Price is up, rates down. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. So today we're up 12. So we might see rates at 6.35 or basically under where I predicted, because this Q4 of this year, what I've been predicting is the 30-year fixed over there between 5.99 and 6.375. And we're kind of at the top end of my range right now. But as you see, the Fed's kind of on a hold pattern until we get more and more data that's coming out. That data will come out. But today, right now, it's having a pretty good effect on the bond market because it's up. So again, when it goes up, that means mortgage rates are coming down. So now, what we have to do is we have to look at what the Federal Reserve's most logical outcome is at the next meeting, because they have a meeting in 22 days. Are they going to cut? Well, at the last meeting, when they cut, there was a 95% probability that they were going to cut at the December meeting as well. So did the dot plot tell us that. So let's go down through here and see what the probabilities of a rate cut are. So you go down through here. Eesh, it's not even a 50% chance of a rate cut. Well, you can see it right through here. So here's the problem. If you go to the dot plot, what the dot plot is basically members of the Federal Reserve, they come in every 6 weeks, but four times a year, they put a dot where they expect them to be at the federal funds rate. Okay, so let me explain this to you. The federal funds rate today is 3.75 to 4%. So let's blow this up. Okay, it is 3.75 to 4% right through there. Okay. Again, this is the dot plot that the Federal Reserve themselves created. They had most of the dots right through here, which would mean a federal funds rate of 3.5 to 3.75. Okay, but if you go back to this, what's the probability? 3.5 to 3.75? 50%. Well, that just changed. Did you see how that just changed? So now there's a 50%. That's crazy. There's a 50% probability that the Federal Reserve will cut rates. So it was 95. So what are they going to do? Most likely they're not going to cut rates. So rates are just going to be stagnant until we really get some catalyst to push the Federal Reserve one way or another. So just remember this. Good news in the economy is bad news for the Fed. We have a good economy. They're saying we don't need to cut. We have good employment. They're saying we don't have to cut. So that's what these numbers really mean. Let's go to the stock market. Stock market's not liking this. I've been saying for about a month or two, if you're a trader out there, take a little bit of profits off the table, because the PE levels on a lot of these, the prices of stocks are, they're inflated. I'm an investor. I just buy a dollar cost average and I don't really look back. If I got a dud, I'll replace it every once in a while, but I just live through these. And if you're young, just live through them as well. We're going to have Stock Talk Tuesday today. I'm going to at least show you how, if you're in and out of the market, you're going to lose. You can't pick and time the market. You have to be in the market. So it's that old adage, don't time the market. It's time in the market. I'm going to explain that to you today in our live event. But you're here for these and these only. So in today's market, I'm going to look at rates maybe easing just a little bit on this data. But again, the jobs report, what you're going to see is you're going to see a couple different variations of people also coming in saying the jobless claims totaled 232,000, but there are also going to be some other headlines. So this is the facts and the truth behind all of this, folks. So if you're really trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going, subscribe over there and post every day I come in. You can watch 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes, and you're going to know more about mortgage rates and loan programs than most loan officers probably do. So that's our report for today, folks. If you want to learn a little bit more about me and what I do, I'm actually a loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you're anywhere out in the country, I'd love to help you. If you're trying to refinance, check out the Rate Watch tool over there. If you're trying to buy, maybe you're looking to build and want some long-term goals, well, I don't think mortgage rates are really going to change in the next couple months. I'm still saying my Q1 of next year is still going to remain the same. 5.99 to 6.375. I'm not really going to change that. I will be changing and I'll put out my forecast video. I'm working on that. So at the beginning of December, I'll have my forecast on mortgage rates where I think home prices are going to go. Check out those. I think they'll be pretty interesting. And so far, I've been pretty good at this. I said home prices are going to be stagnant for the year, actually the last 2 or 3 years, and they have been. And I called that mortgage rates in Q4 this year would be at 5.99 to 6.375, and we're there as well. So track my success over there. And if you want help and use my expertise of over 35 years in this business, I'd love to help you. So thanks for watching. Join me today at Stock Talk Tuesday. We're going to talk about being calm and staying in the market, and then we'll have the closing bell so I can let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Hope you learned something, and I'll see you at the live event later this afternoon.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.